Welcome to the review show after Liverpool went to Ajax and won 1-0 in their opening group game of the Champions League. I'm Dan Morgan. I've got Neil Jones. I've got Neil Atkinson. I've got Sean Rogers. And Jonesy, there was no man more disappointed not to be in Amsterdam last night than yourself. So I'll start with you. I think the interesting thing, obviously, we always start before the game. The manager seems to use a lot of the information he has post-Everton up until kickoff, it seems. You know, I think we're going to have a look at sort of how much of this was pre-planned in terms of lineup and especially substitutions. But, you know, there's a lot of talk post-match about the fact that he was told by his medical department he couldn't use Henderson for 90. I think James Milner quips that Curtis didn't know he was playing until quite late, sort of the night before the game. So it does feel like the manager sort of had to sort of piece things together post Everton, which is understandable given, you know, the frantic nature of that game and all the fallout from it.
Yeah, I think the Curtis Jones element probably comes down to Naby Keita not being available for the game. I know he trained at Melwood on Monday and Tuesday, and I think Klopp said in his press conference that he's looked pretty good in training, but there's obviously a reason there that he wasn't part of the party. I don't know whether it was maybe a concern over the recovery from COVID or the positive test or that kind of thing. I would imagine that if he had been available, I don't think Curtis would have started the game. I think Keita probably would have played in that third midfield role. The Henderson thing, I don't have any qualms whatsoever with them being very cautious with someone like Henderson or Joel Matip, you know, who they've got midweek games coming up pretty much for the next, 7-8 weeks. I think you're going to see a lot of players not playing three games a week. And I think Matip will be one of those